Brooklyn.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
See my report card this week. I know I will be catching a fade. Good gracious, I done ran all out of patience. Ran 12 blocks, dedication, 9-speed racing, zooming down the hallways, no hesitation. A time for conversation. I made it to class with a minute to spare. Hopped in my seat while I'm gasping for air. At the front of the class, I had nothing to fear. Looked up just how she was turning her chair.
You're not Miss Johnson. Then she said,
my name is Miss Parker, Miss Johnson is sick. Miss Parker, Miss P, you can take your own pick. I run through attendance, I'll do that real quick. Don't try nothing crazy, don't try nothing slick. She smiled and she said that she had a surprise. She told us don't look in the close all our eyes. And do what she says and the listen is wise. All in my head think I'm winning the prize. Denied, I lifted my head up from the desk. I had this grip feeling in my chest. All of a sudden I'm feeling stressed. Cause this chick is handing out math tests. This chick is handing out math tests. I did not study for math tests. I did not study for math tests. Taking the L on his math test.
We got a substitute teacher, Miss Johnson, please come back to class. We got a substitute teacher, man, I don't think I'm gonna pass.
Man.
We got a substitute teacher, Miss Johnson, please come back to class.
You're supposed to be watching a movie or something.
We got a substitute teacher, man, I don't think I'm gonna pass.
She for real about to make us take this test right now? Hey, bro. Hey, let me get your answers. Let me see your answers, man. She tripping.
In order for you to play with this record, we must tune your guitar to ours. We will start with the first string.
Everyone, you're listening to the Dave and Giggles Radio Hour. We have neither Dave nor Giggles here. I'm Dylan. You probably remember me from such shows as I don't know if any of them are actually memorable.
Every other weekend.
Every other free weekend. I'm here with some frequent guests of the show. We have the lovely Laura here.
Hi.
And we have Ryan, who was on a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah. Hi. I was on a few weeks ago. Good to be back.
Great. How's everyone doing there at home? All right. So, yeah, Dave is off in the desert somewhere, and no one quite knows. I believe he's on a spirit journey of some sort.
He was in a river last time we checked.
Yeah, he was in a riverbed, slopping around in some muck.
Dylan said, East River, are you coming?
we were at our fingers crossed. It was East River, and maybe he was on a ferry and he was on his way here. But no, he is indeed in Colorado. No, he's in Colorado.
He's in Vegas.
Is he?
So, yeah, or no, I think he went to Vegas, but then got on the river.
There's no rivers in Vegas.
Man, I shouldn't be a tour guide ever. Yeah. Yeah, I think he went there and then hopped on the Colorado River to go somewhere. And Giggles is out there in Colorado as well. He probably called in during that little intro. I can fade up this phone and see if he's there. Giggles, are you there?
Hello,
Giggles. Hello? Can you hear me?
Is that the right button?
I think it's the right button. He'll call back. All right. So, what's everybody doing? How's everybody doing? What's new? Ryan, tell me about Tiger Woods. How's he doing?
Yeah, I was taking the bus into the city, watching him on my phone.
Yeah.
And
oh, we got a caller.
Hello. Hold that.
Caller, are you with us? Hello, caller.
Hello, caller.
Hello, caller. Talk to me. Don't talk to me. All right, never mind. Back to you, Ryan.
I was watching him on my phone on the bus ride in, and I was going into the Lincoln Tunnel just as he was like trying to make a big putt. I was like, oh, fuck, if my feed goes out, I'm going to be so pissed.
So you're jinxing him right now is what's happening.
No, he ended up not winning anyway. But
oh, really? Is it over?
Yeah, it's
that's
over.
That's depressing. So just back to drugs and hookers. That poor guy. All right.
Sucks to be him.
Yeah, that's depressing. Yeah, so I don't know. We're just kind of thrown into this. Dave is absentee, and we're just trying to fill in this void that he's leaving in all of our hearts. So we're just going to kind of roll with it. We've just nothing like solid planned, right?
Do we have anything? I'm not entirely sure.
We just put together that like intro like playlist we were sitting here.
Yeah.
So that's about as
one
good
song
as
at a time.
Yeah, we're taking one song at a time. So anybody listening to the news? Anybody watching news lately? Do people still like pay attention to the news? I don't know.
I don't know. I kind of gave up a while ago.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick of the news.
It's pretty depressing.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in that hole.
All right. Well, maybe we shouldn't talk about news. I can just play some more music.
No. Okay, I mean, some things have happened, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Has anything changed? Things have happened. Does anything
really change?
Does anything really change out there?
I saw Black Panther yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I waited this long, but I finally got to the theater yesterday.
How was it?
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. It was different than the other Marvel movies where it was like a fight like contained like in this one world, like this one environment. Like Tony Stark wasn't like flying around and shit. Like it was like this one story, and that was cool.
Yeah, I heard it has an appeal to even those who aren't particularly like fond of the superhero genre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I've kind of grown, I'm just no longer that into it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How many have you seen? Like
of the recent, more recent superhero movies? Like zero.
Since the first Iron Man. Like how many of those have you seen?
I've barely made it through that. I don't think I can even recall like a scene from that movie. You have to go back to Batman to get me in one of these.
Oh, we have a call.
I think there's a buzzing behind me. I'm going to fade this button up. Caller, are you there? Speak to me.
Oh, no.
Hello?
I got to hit this button. Hey, caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, man, it's Dave. He lives.
I am alive.
How much peyote have you
got? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the actual host of the show.
Are you on peyote right now?
I am on peyote right now. Peyote
non-stop. Listen, you're the one in the desert in peyote, right? But it took me how many tries did it take me to get this phone to answer here? So
three.
Yeah.
It took a while.
You're in better shape than I.
It's true. I'm currently driving from the desert, and I can see Las Vegas in the horizon.
Oh wow!
Oh man!
So you weren't into wrong.
Vegas.
See? Yeah. Well, not yet.
No, I had him fly. I had him flying into Vegas and going the other way.
Okay.
So.
We took bets on where you actually were because we weren't listening to you this week when you told us.
No, we had no. Yeah, we didn't pay attention.
Right. I don't give much detail. I just play it as is. So life on the river was good. It rained last night, and it was almost a flash flood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really intense.
Are you okay?
We're okay.
Can I get a head count?
There was one guy had to abandon his tent and go into another tent because it flooded.
Whoa.
Wait, you were in tents?
Sounds intense.
Yeah, we were in tents. It was intense. And then the guy I'm driving with right now, Matt, he's a good dude. He forgot his pole for his tent.
Oh, you need my those.
God. So tent pole.
We boy scouted a tent out of canoe paddle and got it up and running.
Well, you know what? I give you credit, man. I would not be able to do that. I would not be able to think on my feet like in the desert and shit. No way.
I would distance myself
just
from that guy.
Curl up in a little ball under a cactus.
Good for you, man.
That's great.
It took many times.
Yeah.
It took many different variables of like trying one thing, failing.
Trying another thing, failing.
And then we got it. And it looked great.
And was this in the rain?
This was before the rain.
Okay.
And then the rain hit. And then it came down the mountain. The water comes down the mountain. And you could see the river that it makes. And in its wake, it leaves like foam and like debris.
Oh, wow.
And it made it all the way up to his tent.
That's a very intense story.
I mean, I love that you. I know I spoke with you earlier, and you said you were on limited battery life. So I love how you're spending the last few like minutes of your phone.
Yeah, we appreciate it
to recount this story. When I imagine the same thing's going to happen tonight, will it not? Will you need like, save your battery life?
Tonight's going to be a totally or another horrible experience. I will be in Vegas.
Oh, my God,
Vegas.
So Dave, what's your game at the casino?
My game is usually blackjack.
Okay.
unless I could play with people who know how to play craps.
Yeah.
Really, nobody knows how to play craps.
No, no one really knows.
So it's tricky.
Yeah, nobody really knows. So I'll get behind a blackjack table and play until I have no more money left.
Good.
And then cry about it.
And then you'll be back out in that the tent. You'll have to re-erect
that
tent.
That's a shitty nightmare. You go back to the tent.
Back on the strip.
Exactly.
Well, that's great.
That's my night. Yeah.
Right, I got to go ahead and cut you. I got to cut you off. Sorry, I got another caller.
Good luck.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding about that.
There's no other caller.
I am impressed that you got it up and running. There was a couple of hiccups, but
what hiccups? I didn't hear any hiccups.
No, it sounded
there
good from here.
The music cut off for like 30 seconds. Cut back in.
Oh yeah. Well, I had to work on some levels.
Yeah, it's fine. Have you heard from Giggles at all?
No.
No, I was
not yet. Unless he called. Did you call three times in a row?
He's not with you.
Yeah, that was all me.
That was you spamming us.
Yeah. So you guys aren't going to talk about the news.
I don't think so.
We might.
That's people are sick of it.
Talk about Black Panther.
That's we're over that.
What else are we on to tonight? What else have you got lined up?
Well, we still have to finish talking about Black Panther because I don't think we got the whole scoop. And, you know, things have happened. It's been a week.
It's been a whole week.
It's been a week.
I honestly have no clue what happened over the weekend. If you guys could fill me in on what happened over the weekend, I would be much obliged.
So there's actually someone being informed by this show tonight. That's actually, that's a first.
By his own show.
Yeah. By his own show.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know what we've really got. You know, we can talk about, I don't know. What's really going on? If there's anyone not heard all these stories already? How about this Screlly guy? This Martin Screlly guy?
God.
Everyone loves to bash him, right?
I don't think 7 years is enough for dude, what a douchebag he is.
The Pharma Bro? Have you heard about him?
Pharma Bro.
Stop me if you heard this one. What's so bad about that guy?
He's the worst.
He's just a douchebag, you know?
Aren't we all in some way?
Oh, no.
It's because you're rich and you're a douchebag. It's like, all right, put him in jail.
I mean, so, he looks like one too, though, man.
Yeah, he's got the look. He's got everything.
His face does not help.
No, the face is hurting,
too.
All
over the place.
He bought that Wu-Tang album. Everybody was like, what? This guy's a jerk off.
When he tried to raise the drug prices, you know, everybody was okay. But then the Wu-Tang album thing, like, people were up in arms.
That's where people drew the line in the sand, yeah.
Too far.
He went too far with that one.
Yeah.
He went too far.
But 7 years.
Yeah.
What did he even do? He lied to a bunch of investors.
He raised the prices. He raised the prices of the pharmaceuticals that people need to like some astronomical price that nobody can afford.
That's true.
And that's not cool.
I like the approach of this show.
What's that?
Dylan just asked, "What's going on?
What's happening out there?"
No, I swear someone tell me. I don't know where Dylan's list of things that he was going to talk about.
I'm reading from the list. This is the list. This is the list. Yeah. I have giant bold underline headers.
We have a surprise game though. That's going to be fun.
Oh yeah, we have a game. We have a game.
We have a game.
We have a game.
Dave, do you ever have games? I don't think.
No, he doesn't play games on the show.
Rarely. Laura, I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
How nervous was Dylan before the show?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Like a little bit nervous, but kind of just seemed like depressed. And it was kind of
weird.
Yeah,
I was really sad and depressed.
I'm like, it's going to be great. Don't worry. And then he was like happy nervous at the bar, though. Like he was like, let's do this. It's going to be fun.
He was excited.
And then it was like, wait, I have to try to figure out how to sign into the Wi-Fi here. That was the most nerve-wracking part of the whole
thing.
I don't think I am, no. It's asking for a password still. Can you text me that? Yeah. All right. Well, that's good that you're still amongst the living out there.
For now.
Yeah.
For now, yeah. You still got another night, man. So, or two.
Yeah, still got another night.
Dylan was supposed to have two more guests, though. And so I was like, I don't need to come. It's fine. You have guests. But then.
Yeah, everyone canceled. It's like my clients at work. Everybody had a lot of holds. Nobody actually confirmed.
Two were holding.
No one listens.
Yeah, four
no
were holding. Two canceled. So,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, Ryan showed up. Laura showed up.
Yeah.
You got something going.
Something.
Definitely.
So, all right. Well, I guess I'm gonna sign off. I may call back later.
Listen, is he there?
We might be losing you anyway.
Wow, he's acting very paternal right now. All right, yeah, we'll get back to you, okay?
All right. Don't get back to us. We'll get back to you.
Yes, we have your information.
All right, and don't check in, Dad, okay? I think we're fine.
Leave us alone.
We are treating this this place like your studio at work, though.
Get out of here. Oh, yeah.
I'll keep the lights on, kids.
Yeah, keep the lights on. Don't wait up, okay?
I'm not coming home tonight anyway.
All right, I'm gonna continue to listen.
Yeah, listen.
Thank you. You're the one.
Please don't.
If you guys start to bomb,
yeah,
you'll call back.
Stop talking. I'll call back.
Okay,
thank
Such
you.
A dad.
Yeah, check back in. where's Giggles tonight? Has he got some scheme he's pouncing on? Is he helping someone move a?
Is he with Shoe Nice?
Probably. Maybe he's helping someone move a dishwasher or something. I don't know.
Dishwasher, something weird. All right, I'm driving into Vegas. I just got onto the Strip.
Oh my God!
Really?
Have fun, man.
Don't drive and talk on the phone.
What casino are you going to first? I mean, you could do this right here in Queens. They have the Resorts Casino. I heard that's like all the glitz and glamour of Vegas right here in Queens, New York.
Why go to Vegas when you can go to Queens, man?
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. I see the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there's that. All right.
Cool.
We're getting close.
So have fun. Good luck.
Have fun, Dave.
Are you still in a canoe? How are you?
No. Yeah.
The flood was that bad.
The casino, yeah. That bad.
All right, then.
All right, then.
It was a pleasure. All right, can we get back to the show already?
Get back to the show.
Bye, Dad.
We're going to get back to the show.
We love you.
Bye, then.
What does this button do? Well, that's great.
I've never actually wanted to go to Vegas. How about you guys?
Every day.
Not really my thing.
You've never been?
Have you?
I went once, 6-7 years ago. A friend of mine was performing out there, so I had to go see him. Cool. Or, I mean, I wanted to, but it was fun. I was in my 20s, so I guess it was a lot more fun. Mm-hmm. But I only went for like...
You're like 30. You're like just turned 30 like 4 days ago. Like,
no, it's but not still a big like,
difference. I'm in my 30s now.
You didn't go through some like super metamorphosis right now. You're still like 20, basically.
Well, no, even last night when I went out, like, you can't like go out like that anymore.
Really?
Younger.
I did like
you went to so many bars, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've heard.
And I did lose an hour of sleep, so yeah, I'm all fucked up. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's always fun.
Dylan, do you want to go to Vegas?
Yeah, definitely. I've always wanted to go to Vegas. I'm actually really like insulted that Dave didn't invite me. I know he was invited to like a wedding and bachelor party. I figured I'd get to tag along somehow.
Yeah, you can just tag along.
Plus one, like not bring you like a dude from work with you.
No. I have a few friends who have gone on like conventions there, like worked conventions like in the summer. And apparently it's like 150 degrees and there are like hotels that are like connected that so you don't have to leave. You don't have to like go outside into the desert because like you would literally die.
They don't want you walking outside. They just want you to like lose every penny that you own and then they
that's the whole point. Like why would you ever go outside? It was like, like I said, 100 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Stay inside.
That's why they built
the AC.
It.
Yeah. All your money.
Yeah.
You can't survive. You will die. Like you die almost, right? When you walk outside.
Yeah.
Almost like being on Mars.
In the summer.
Like you explode.
I've heard.
Just bulge out of your head and you explode and die. I think a casino on Mars would be a good idea now that I think about it.
I guess. It would be exactly like
you fly them in. No one could. You can't walk outside.
You quite literally have to stay inside.
You can shut the air off. It's like, it would be like Total Recall, but it was a casino. That'd be kind of fun. I should write that movie. It'd be like a mashup between Casino and Total Recall.
Yo, that's a good idea.
It's writing itself right now. All right. What else do we got?
I know you like old movies or.
Yeah, a couple
older
of them.
Movies.
Yeah.
I caught myself watching a good part of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom today.
I mean, you're going to have to narrow that down. There's a lot of good parts to that movie.
Well, like, I was thinking how it takes place before.
Political Raiders. Correctness?
Dude, oh, exactly. Yeah. Like, I haven't seen it in years. I was watching. I was like, oh my God, everything here is like so offensive.
It is. It is.
And also so over the top.
Oh, yeah. What part were you. What part
well, like, even when he goes into. Kate Capshaw's room, whatever her name is in the movie. And he like moves the wall and goes downstairs and like under this like extravagant hotel is like this like scene from hell.
Yeah.
Like lava and shit everywhere. It's like just so over the top and not like the first movie. It's like what happened?
I love how easy it is to get to that. Yeah. You're just like, oh, I'm up here. I took a wrong turn and I thought there was a buffet over here and now I'm in like a temple.
Having his heart taken out. Yeah.
Like Vegas, right? Yeah.
Well, that's, yeah. To scare
you. Out of the hotel and you're not. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Your heart's burning out of your chest because of the heat. Yeah, I get that.
You go out the back exit door like by accident. You're like, I'm in hell.
It's all a clever ploy to like keep us inside and gambling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you think Dave's going to do tonight?
Dave does well. I mean, Dave just kind of lucks out on everything in life. I feel like he just has this attitude of, I'm not even really worried. And then it all just it's going to turn up. It's all going to come up Dave in the end.
What about when you go to a casino?
It's always a mess. It's always like, I always refuse advice when I'm there. I feel know what's going on.
And
leave
I'm
me
always
alone.
Like, you're $1,500 off. Close out or whatever it's called. Like,
Laura's like,
cash out.
Laura's like, black 33. I'm like, do you even know how this game works, woman?
And then they're like, Black 33. That happened to us in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we would have won, but...
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But I think your existence in a casino is like a mirror image of what your existence in life is. Like, you could be a guy like me who wants to like overthink things and think they kind of understand it and just blow it. Or you can just be... and not listen to like... someone who's in your ear saying, just bet black 33. I'm like, no, you don't understand the intricacies of the game. And then they're just like, black 33. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also speaks that way. Like, are you the kind of person who like muscle up to the table? Like sometimes like it's so crowded around
there.
Scary. And I'm like, no, I just like stay in the back.
It's intimidating.
Yeah.
No, I circle. Like around. Yeah. I do like 45 minutes elapse, you know, until I see a table that has like one other guy, like one elderly gentleman.
You're always looking for the table that doesn't exist. It's the blackjack table that's like $5 minimum.
And $5. No one's intimidating
there. There's a seat there for you, but it's always like packed. Because
you always have those aggressive types at the table that are going to like, that was my fucking card, you know?
Yeah,
like,
see, that's why I can't play blackjack.
And I'm just like,
I don't really know how to play it.
Yeah.
And I end up like fucking it up for everyone else. And then, they all get pissed at
me. Yeah, they all just have like, you know, I guess they have all the mathematics and stuff kind of figured out.
We should be listening to them. We're
like,
shut up, old man.
I'm just trying to. I'll like hit on
they're
something.
Like,
I'm
just trying to help you.
They are. Well, they're angry because they'll get like, you know, I'll hit on something I shouldn't hit on. And then the card that comes out is the card that would have given them like blackjack. Mm. So that's no fun. I'm getting screamed at. It's bad enough I'm going broke here. I don't need to be screamed at by degenerates at this felted table and this like smoky windowless, like, you know.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's never really been my thing.
No, you hate it. Yeah. But I always drag you along.
I love like the dancing and the free drinks and, you know.
What? That's not Atlantic City.
No. Oh my God, no.
The dancing. You mean people like running out of the door?
We definitely dance in Atlantic City and Queens.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's always some weird little like 80s themed like bar in the corner or something.
Yeah, I feel like the East Coast like gambling scene isn't like as glamorous as out there.
I don't know. It's a little more seedy.
Have any idea. Yeah. The ones are in Connecticut, right?
There's like, some up there. You got to go up there. I've never really been up there.
That's like a hike. That's like a weekend,
Yeah, that's like a, you travel like 3 hours.
What are we talking about? Like, I'm not going to go to Vegas. Yeah, that's a weekend. That's like a fucking week you got to go.
Yeah, I mean... whatever. I mean, I usually lose a bunch of money and just feel remorseful. So it's better off I stay away. All right. Well, we addressed our gambling addictions, which I actually wanted to touch upon with you because I was going to say, what if you lost any money on Tiger or how he's doing?
No, I didn't. Yeah. No, I didn't put any money on Tiger. He's definitely not worth putting money on yet.
He's coming back, though. He's
coming back. Tiger's officially back.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But he didn't take the...
No.
And win the purse or whatever they're giving out there.
He's still back, though.
Yeah, that's good. He's entertaining.
Yeah.
Makes some great video games, so that's good.
He still plays video game for 2010.
Yeah. They last. They got appeal. They got lasting appeal.
Oh, dude, did you hear this week that Super Smash Brothers is coming to Switch?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
I hate that game.
Really?
The game is so...
No.
You have to be, like, amazing at video games to play that game.
That's true.
It's like for like the savants of video games.
That's right. Like the skill gap in that game is very large. Like,
yeah.
There's people who are like gods at it. And
it's amazing. I've played that game a few times and just been like demolished by like 12-year-old. You know, like it's very emasculating. Have you ever played that game, Laura? Super Smash Bros.
I never played it. Yeah.
It's very confusing. It's like, it's very hectic.
I do think it was like a little too much for me. Like, I'm like a Sonic girl or like a Mario Brothers girl.
Okay. You know. Tetris. You're usually playing Tetris right now, actually. I'm surprised you're not playing Tetris.
I could be in a Tetris competition. Right? I'm really good at Tetris.
My girlfriend
just got like
1,000,005 points. Really?
Yeah. And that, like, I don't play it competitively. Like, I don't really know how you do
we
that.
We were at Barcade last night.
I don't think you're competing against yourself or the Russians. Maybe they're keeping track of the scores. I don't know.
I love it though.
What, you're playing this at Barcade?
My girlfriend Lori
Barcade
loves
in Jersey City.
Yeah, love it.
She's good at it.
So good.
I don't have the patience for it.
I should challenge her to a game.
Yeah. I think that would be a good idea. We can wheel a couple of arcade systems in here.
Yeah.
Have a little showdown.
The games, yeah.
Yeah.
We should bring the video games in here. Mm-hmm. It'd make it a lot more entertaining.
Yeah. But I like the classics.
Classics are big right now. I think classics are making a big comeback.
Yeah.
Everyone's into the classic gaming.
They're timeless.
They are timeless. The new stuff is too hard and it's too like real. It's like scary.
Yeah.
It's like all this warfare.
So,
like,
you stopped at like a certain point.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I got into like the modern warfare stuff and then I started to think like, this is like traumatizing to a degree, like a lot of this stuff.
One of our friends, Justin, his kid is like 7, maybe a little bit older now, and he's addicted to like World of Warcraft or something like that.
Sure.
And he's so young, and it's ripped his
life away.
That is crazy.
Could be worse, though.
Yeah, there's worse things to be addicted to. It's funny that that's like a serious problem.
But he's so little. I don't know.
But he's big in
apparently the game. He's super violent, though, like in real life.
And that's where he gets it from.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, you got to get it from somewhere. I guess, like, fathers aren't there anymore to give you that violent edge.
No, his father's always there. He's just, you know, he's a good dad.
Ah.
Besides from the whole, like, letting his kid be addicted to World of Warcraft thing. But.
All right. Well, video games are hell.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was trying to like kind of mirror what Dave usually does here, and but I decided, well, maybe I want someone to be entertained by the show.
Ooh. So,
no, just kidding, Dave. If you're out there, you hear me. I apologize.
No, he's not listening.
Yeah, he's not listening. He wasn't even paying attention before.
He's on Coyote right now.
Yeah,
and driving.
He's knee deep in it. I wish Giggles would call in and like berate me.
Giggles.
I don't know. We were just like perusing some stupid news stories to try to get something to rile up someone to call in. And
by the way, if you want to call in, the number is,
we have a number,
718-928-9732.
Perfect.
Yeah, definitely. This is the
and now we know how to answer the phone. So.
Yeah. It's the big yellow button that says phone on it. This is the Dave and Giggles Radio Hour. I'm Dylan.
Substitute teacher.
I'm the substitute teacher for the day. That's why nothing's getting done.
That's why. I think that song in the beginning.
That's the significance of that intro song, in case anybody was listening and trying to figure that out. I don't know. I like reading about robots replacing humans at jobs and stuff. It's always kind of entertaining. Sure. Yeah. You know, I'm just like, robots, I mean, they're just better than us. They're going to do like a way better job at all this stuff.
Well, are you thinking like how we're going to be replaced or even like how?
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like there's this robot. His name is Flippy. And he's a burger flipping robot.
No
Have you heard about this guy?
No.
He's pretty. Flippy. He's decent. Like he's a good, hardworking guy. Like he's got. But
he's not.
Yeah,
he's not a guy.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I
or
give him,
is he?
He may be. He's human to me. I Flippy. Saw him.
Robots
working.
Are people too.
I used to work in a restaurant, so watching him flip those burgers like hit home. I was like, this guy's working hard, harder than anyone ever
he
saw
knows
work
what
in a
he's
restaurant.
Doing.
But yeah, he's always a burger flipping robot.
How many of them are there? Like, is it?
He's like the inaugural
happen?
One.
I think he's the first.
Yeah, he's the first. He's at this restaurant. It's in like California. And he was like a big. It was a big draw. Like everyone's coming to see this thing work. And apparently, he's on break already. He had to take a break because apparently he can flip the burgers, but he can't put the burgers
like on
a
sabbatical.
Yeah, he's gone. Like, people came into this restaurant to say, "Oh, let's go look at this burger flipping robot," and it was like, Flippy's on break. He's not working right now. Really,
he needs some time to figure some shit out. Okay,
yeah,
he's like the McFlurry machine. He's just like not working.
He's just not working. Don't even ask for this thing. But apparently, you need human beings around him to like throw him the meat and like take the meat off the grill. Yeah. And they just can't keep up with Flippy. Flippy's working.
Too good.
He's working circles around him.
He's too good. So he has to go on a sabbatical to figure out how to be not as good. Yeah.
He's got to try to get less good.
So when are we going?
Opposite.
What, to see him? Yeah. I don't know if he's ever going to be up and running again. I was like...
Opposite of every human
being. I watched like seven
being.
Videos of the thing today. It looked amazing. He like flips the burger. He cleans the grill.
It was really funny because Dylan found out about him before he found out that he was on break, like, but all in like the course of like an hour. Yeah. He's like, look at this guy, Flippy the Robot. Oh my God. And he's like looking at all these like newscasts of him. And then all of a sudden he was like, oh, Flippy's like... not doing so well.
Flippy might get laid off. Robots can get laid off.
He's on a break already.
Yeah. So yeah, it just got me thinking, you know, like this, you know, robot, I don't know, apocalypse, if you will. That's not really apocalypse.
Well, dude, did you see those robot dogs? That one that like opened the door for the other one?
Oh, no.
It was like right out of a Black Mirror episode, if you watch like this most recent season.
I haven't seen all of them yet.
There's like this robotic, in the episode, there's like this robotic dog that was hunting down these people for whatever motive. And then, like, a few weeks later, there was a video I saw online of, like, the same exact thing. And, like, it head lifted up, opened the door, like, a twist handle and shit. And then another one, like, walked by it. Like,
does it let,
why do we need, like, that stuff?
Will it let, like, a dog, like, an actual dog?
I mean, it wasn't for, like, housekeeping. It was definitely for military.
It's like a sharper image thing. I feel like these, you know, you get that. They're, like, useless products. They're, like, but they're pretty impressive. But yeah.
Yeah, I would own one, if that's what you mean, like a dog, totally. Yeah.
Like a not a real dog. Like a robot.
A robot.
This might be good for you because you're allergic
like
to cats.
Like, just turn off so I don't have to walk you tonight.
Exactly.
And even if it could only open the door, I'd be like, oh,
that's pretty sick. I mean,
could you imagine eliminating that every day?
Just I don't have to look for my
lets itself out and shit.
Great.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I would also probably eat a lot more burgers then.
Definitely.
I'd be like, oh, I got Flippy? All right.
I got Flippy and got the robotic dog and we're set. Yeah. So I don't know. I was just thinking about like what jobs a robot's going to take next. And are there some jobs like that? Like who the hell cares if robots are doing them? You know, like why is it so bad that robots are going to take all these jobs? You know, like I think it's a good thing in some instances, right?
What about the people that have these jobs that the robots are taking? What are they going to do?
That's where the tricky part comes in.
What did you think the next job was going to be?
I don't know. That's probably what I was going to ask you guys. I was like, what's the next job? And are there some jobs that a robot won't even do?
No, I think the next one would be, it's close. It's going to be gas stations.
Only in Jersey, right?
That could totally be automated.
In Jersey.
Well, that would only really screw gas station employees in Jersey and
because that's like the only place they'll still do like where you have to pump.
Just like a pump comes out, just goes into
this seems like a dangerous
scenario.
We're
halfway there. The only thing you need, the person force will put it in.
Yeah.
Other than that, even if it's in another state, you're still like swiping your card and putting the thing.
I think New Jersey one is thing, the like, last state to have like pump your own.
And I think Oregon actually said like robots can do this.
Yeah, New Jersey is the...
or just people can.
Yeah. I mean,
robots can do this.
As a New Jersean, as long as we don't have to pump our own gas.
Three New Jerseyans here today.
We trekked all the way to Brooklyn.
That's our common bond.
None of us. That's why we played that Lifetime song too. But none of us can. True. Yeah, none
that's
of us can pump gas.
That's our common bond. No Brooklyn natives at all.
This is great. Yeah.
This is great. We're taking over.
Yeah, we're here. Radio Free Jersey. So we all pump our. We don't pump our own gas.
No. Dude, can you do it proficiently in other states?
It's a little. It's weird when you get out
it's
to do it.
Hard.
You feel a little odd. It's a little different.
Yeah.
I've totally asked people like, I need help straight up. Like,
And it's only like it's not much to it, but you kind of get a little intimidated because it is like.
And
especially
for me as like a short girl, it's like it's always like these things are so like
you can't even reach the pump. Right?
I can reach the pump.
Okay.
But it's like just big and like. You know, heavy. And I'm like, what is this thing?
You're a robot.
It's like, everybody in every other state just does this. I don't know. It'll take a little getting used to, but you know.
Yeah.
Laura, what do you think is next? The robots are going to take over?
Probably my job.
That's what everybody thinks. Like, the
robots what I do for our work job. Is I put like products on a table and then someone takes a photo of them. A robot will definitely be able to do that within the next like 6 months.
Yeah.
So... You know,
these robots can do anything.
I'll be back at the coffee shop, like slinging.
Robot's gonna be doing that too.
Well, what do you think is the closest like movie representation of robots taking over? Like, you think it's gonna be something like The Matrix, like something dramatic like that,
Maybe no, that's, in like that's a thousands
ways off.
Of years.
That's a ways off. Yeah. That's gonna, we're gonna get there, but yeah.
we're
baby
steps.
We're
definitely steps. Heading
yeah.
in that direction. Yeah.
We're yeah. almost at like Bicentennial Man level. Like we almost yeah. have like a AI like Robin Williams or something. Like yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just, yeah, just like a companion AI. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
like Wall-E when like people leave the earth because it's just a garbage dump.
Wall-E's a great movie, right?
Yeah, now. I love Wall-E's that, like. An amazing movie. I would watch that.
I think we're closer to Johnny Five, robot. Probably.
Johnny Five?
Yeah.
Johnny Five? I don't know.
We're past that?
Maybe we're past that. I don't
what
think...
about Chappie? Are we there?
Dude, did you see Chappie?
Yeah, it's good.
I loved Chappie. Really?
Like, Laura, when will we be at Chappie?
It was like, let's see. Chappie was a foreign film. That's what we need to like realize about Chappie. Like, it's not...
It was made by robots.
Made for us to like understand yeah. on like a like an American it was, like, it was grand made for Flippy. Scale. It was no, it was
Flippy
made. It was made
Flippy
for
cries so much.
What are the two? No, it was made for what are the
South?
Who are the people in Chappie?
South Africans?
No, what's their name? That was the two rappers,
D'Antwood or whatever.
D'Antwood. Yeah. It was like made.
It was
for
just
them.
Made for them.
It's basically a D'Antwood like video. But anyway.
And they're like, they get super attached to robots.
I guess.
Yeah.
Apparently. It was basically a documentary.
I don't know.
We had a friend who couldn't even like finish it because it was like too emotionally
oh my
draining.
God. Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, this is someone who sits through some crazy yeah. movies. And, like,
she was just like, I couldn't, I had to turn it off.
He's like, he's like a kitten.
I was like, what? She's like, the part when they were throwing rocks at him, I just couldn't.
It was pretty disturbing.
I didn't think people saw that movie.
Really? It's fun. I don't know. Yeah.
I now I have to watch it.
Well, yeah. Honestly, the only reason that we watched it is because we had this one friend when the trailers were running. He loved that this one trailer where Chappie was like, I'm Chappie. And he thought it was yeah. so funny.
Just,
and
like,
that's the only
that.
Reason why it's in any of our minds. Like, you yeah. know. Yeah.
He kind of drilled it home that it
yeah, might that maybe... like that's hilarious. This is going to be a good movie. And so
it's, no, it was good. It had like a lot of subtext too.
Yeah.
No, I mean
definitely.
You saw District 9, right? I think it was the same
yeah, yeah, same director.
Yeah, same director.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
anyway.
I wrote something. I did do
none
some
none of that
I
was did, on our itinerary.
Yeah, we shouldn't even be talking about that. All this preparation I did and we're just like
talking about Chappie.
Yeah, we're going off
Chappie
we're
in going Vegas.
We're getting off topic.
All right, what else did you have? What was your list?
Oh,
what's that?
The game.
I had a game prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually I had a little thing that I wanted to kind of address. Just a little like report that we can do here. We want to supply information here. We want to be part of the solution, not the problem, you know, where people are uninformed out there in the world. So I was hoping to bring to the public, our listening public, just a tidbit, some, you know, sure. some informational tidbits.
We yeah. could all use a refresher, yeah.
yeah. I mean, just in general, like what's going on in the world.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we already covered Flipping.
I'm really like drawing this out. I'm trying to like get up some links. Just discuss amongst yourselves. So Chappie, right?
Like, what
happened at the end of Chappie anyway?
I don't even remember.
No, wait. What was the game?
No, I have a little update.
Oh, the game is good.
I have a game. Yeah. We'll get to that.
The game is good.
I have a brief little informational update I want to give everybody. This is a new thing I think that Dave and Giggles should probably incorporate into the weekly show.
Sure.
It's a financial report because people are just looking to get money without doing anything. And that's important. I think we should help people accomplish that. So this is the Dave and Giggles financial report. Can you guys hear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's,
yeah. It's good.
Yep.
Yeah, we're getting it. That music is, you know, that's respectability. Is that a word? Yeah. So it's just the Dave and Giggles. Yeah, well, we're getting deep into it. So we'll go. We're letting the stocks compute right now. So yeah, we wanted to give a quick, you know, financial update, market report. You know, so as of the closing bell today, we want to give an update on Bitcoins. As of the closing bell today, Bitcoin is still fake. Still not, no, still not worth any real money.
That's true.
Although Dylan did try to get me into Bitcoin for a while.
Stop.
Like, you know, you want to invest your money, you should try and pick. I'm like, no, I would never do that.
Well, Dylan, are you investing it? No. You totally should.
But to all our listeners, don't let me like dissuade you. Please buy as many Bitcoins as you want.
Oh yeah,
I want to see one. Bring one in if you could. That'd be terrific.
They're pretty big, dude. They're really big.
Yeah, you need like a forklift to move those around.
It's not like an easy thing.
Yeah. That'd be fun. I'd like to like touch one. Is there a place you can go to touch one? Probably not.
Have I ever?
Yeah. No. Nobody has. No one's seen one.
It wouldn't be a good idea, I don't think.
Someone told me that our friend Taylor has one.
A Bitcoin.
But I doubt it. I don't think it's real. Like she lost it or something.
It's stuck in the cushions of her couch or something.
Just shake out a couch cushion and find out
your Bitcoins.
What about Litecoin?
I don't know. That's the thing. Now you're talking another language. Oh, okay. I just got fluent on Bitcoin. So, yeah, I know.
I wasn't sure what the financial report included.
Just Bitcoin. Just that Bitcoin's fake. All
right, what else?
Still fake.
That's it?
That's it. That's the financial report. That's the David Giggles financial report.
All right.
No, they should definitely continue doing that. Like we have to follow up on Bitcoin. Like, is it real?
Every week. It's just damn fake. No, the only other thing I really put together was I had a little... You know, we were just reading through some Donald Trump tweets, which are always it's a pleasant way to spend a Sunday afternoon. And we were just, I always like listen when I read them, I think to myself, is this Donald Trump or is this like a hip hop artist? Like, is this like a rapper, like giving it like a battle tweet or something? So I was going to just read off some tweets and have you guys try to tell me what you think, who wrote it? Who wrote this tweet? Was it Trump? And Laura's actually cheating on this.
No, I'm looking away. But I just realized
Trump,
that I can't see.
Is it Trump or is it a member of the hip hop rap community?
Okay, yeah.
So I'll go ahead and I'll read the tweet, and you tell me who you think it is.
Dylan whipped this up in like 20 minutes.
There's a lot of copying, and pasting. I like everything I do in my life.
Go.
Here's the tweet. If you are lucky enough to catch a knockout assaulter before getting slugged, and you carry a gun, shoot the bastard, teach them a lesson.
Oh my God.
Is that Trump or is that a hip hop artist?
I'm fairly confident that's our current president.
What do you think, Laura?
That's Trump.
Trump.
You're right. That's not Trump. That sucks.
Oh my God. What an idiot.
It sucks that you just, it's, yeah, you, there's no way to like fool anyone with this stuff. It's like, yeah.
I wasn't sure how to answer, but yeah.
All right, next one we got. Sometimes I push the close button on people running towards the elevator. I just need my own elevator sometimes.
Rapper.
That's a good one.
What do you think, Ryan?
As much as I like that, yeah, I hope it's a rapper.
Oh, man, it is. It's Kanye. You guys are fucking good at this. Yikes.
Sometimes I just need my own elevator.
Yeah. Yeah, but he gets it. Shit, I should run America. First thing I do is cut my taxes, then tell y'all chill. The fuck out, I'm going to get the rest of the problems.
Trump. Definitely Trump.
Yeah, especially the way that you sang that. Yeah,
yeah.
Trump.
That was in Trump's voice, right? No?
I'm giving it away. Do your best Trump voice.
Life is many tests. They never stop.
Wait, you didn't tell us if it was Trump.
That last one was 50 Cent.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shit.
I feel like you guys got it. Yeah. Yeah, so life is many tests. They never stop.
Trump.
What do you think?
That's definitely a rapper.
Yeah, it is. It's Nas.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should actually be president. Based on, if we were basing it on tweets alone, he should be president. All right, here's the next tweet. Amazing how the haters and losers keep tweeting the name Fuckface Von Clownstick. Like, they are so original and like no one else is doing it. What do you think? Yeah, that's it.
I don't know.
I'm not trying to.
I should know this, but Fuckface Von
Amazing
Clown
how
Stick.
The haters and losers keep tweeting the name Fuckface Von Clownstick. Like they're so original and like no one else is doing it.
That's Trump.
That was good. That one was tough. Yeah, that was Trump.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Yeah. What?
That was one of the ones I was like,
that's amazing.
That's exactly why I was like, read it again.
can you repeat the question?
use it in a sentence.
All right, here's one. I'm watching my son play baseball, and he's in the field adjusting his hat, spitting and grabbing his dick. I'm so proud. It's crazy.
Definitely not Trump.
Yeah, that one's not. Yeah. No, I mean, no. Go ahead, Ryan. What do you think?
Now I'm going to go rapper on that one. But
yeah,
who is it?
Yeah, it's Action Bronson.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's not a rapper.
He raps, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
he's also
know that.
A cook, yeah. And then I have a bunch more here, so we'll just keep going with it.
Yeah.
I'd like to extend my best wishes to all, even the haters and losers, on this special date, September 11th.
Trump. What a fucking asshole.
What do you think?
Trump.
I know, that one's crazy, right?
No way, really?
What the fuck? The president of the United States of America.
He knows how to diss it. Trump. All right, here's the next one. Ready? Everyone knows I am right that Robert Pattinson should dump Kristen Stewart. In a couple of years, he will thank me. Be smart, Robert.
I'm going to go Trump because I don't know who would designate that amount of a rap song.
I know this is Trump, though.
Yeah.
I can't lie.
It got tough to find crazy enough tweets.
I don't know.
This is how crazy our president is. Like, that was pretty much the extent of, like, crazy tweets I could find from, like, hip-hop artists that would even, like, get to that level that someone could confuse them, like, with a Trump tweet.
And you put that together in 20 minutes?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
It was...
Maybe even less.
Maybe even less.
He's like, how many do I need? I was like, 4. He's like, I have 10. I'm like, you're good.
That's fine. All right, well, let's not reveal the secrets of our trade here. So I don't know what else is going on. The only other thing I was really thinking about is, eye contact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eye contact. That's the
for or against.
Well, I guess it's very specific to where you are at that moment in time. Like eye contact with people coming out of the bathroom, like in a public place. Ooh. How is that?
Oh my God.
You hate that, right? Isn't that the worst?
Yeah.
It's always hard being a girl when a guy comes out of the bathroom.
You don't want to look at them. You know, like, what kind of disgusting.
If
like,
it's gross in there, I know that it's you.
Well, coming out of the bathroom and then you're going in like at a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
Oh my God. Starbucks bathrooms are the worst.
They should have like
a
partition where you can't see who's coming out.
Starbucks is so like hoity-toity. You would think that they would have like people employed to clean their bathrooms, but apparently not.
No.
Especially not in New York City.
They should do those little
designs.
They're
always the worst bathrooms.
Like the toilet should have a little like heart, like some foam
or
something.
But I had a funny bathroom experience last night because I walked in and there was like, you know, this one stall, but then there's like a sink that's like outside of the stall. So like multiple people can go in, but it's really just like one stall bathroom.
That's just bad planning.
And this woman in the stall was like talking to like whoever was in the room. She's like, I'm sorry. It's really gross in here. I tried to clean it up. I'm sorry.
No.
It's gross. And I was like next. And I was like, no.
I mean, I like that sheet.
Yeah,
I think because he took responsibility.
No
one does.
Yeah.
I'm not home, and now like, my bathroom sucks.
I'm sorry, and it wasn't me, but I tried.
Yeah, I mean, you know what?
And she did a great job because I didn't have
any
problems.
Maybe we need more people like that.
Yeah. So you're talking full on contact with people. I was just like making eye contact is usually like a real task and like a mentally draining and like
and the one task. Woman the other woman at the sink was like, we're all ladies here, and I was like, oh my God, like this is gonna be horrible. But it wasn't that bad. She did a great job
cleaning.
Also, we have another bathroom story.
I didn't really want to get on that subject. I was just talking about eye contact.
No, like, it's moved on quickly.
It's got a life of its own here.
Never mind. If you want to hear that story, call in 718-928-9732.
Yeah. No, I'm just talking about like eye contact in public places and just in day-to-day existence. Like,
I don't know.
Moments in time where you're just like, how do I look away? I don't want to see this person. Like when you see a cop walking down the street, like today, walking on our way here, like walking through, we have to walk through a mall to get to the train. Cop is coming this way. And I'm just like, I don't want to look at it. You know, like, I do this whole thing where you're like looking away, kind of looking at him. It's like, what am I doing right now? Why am I avoiding eye contact with this guy? Do I not want him to look back at me and be like, oh yeah, that guy's a criminal. I should pat him down.
Well, if you think about it that way, like cops must have awkward, like eye contact with people all day long. Yeah. Yeah. So like every single person's doing like, that. They're like just walking down the
street. Googly-eyed and weird. Yeah.
Like, how do they... If you think about that, like, how do they not, like, talk to more people? They'd be like, everyone around me is fucking crazy. Like, they must be looking all over the place.
It must be weird getting adjusted to being a cop.
Definitely. And, like,
the interaction you have with people. Oh, my Lord.
Paul.
Oh, we have a call. We have a call. Caller, who's are you there? Is this Dave again?
What? Dad?
Dave, I heard you're already down.
You said you were going to leave us alone unless we started bombing.
I heard you're already down 100. I heard you're down 100 bucks and you're just at the ATM.
$100.
At the ATM.
First of all, I want to hear the bathroom.
I don't know if you're ready for this. This may ruin your vacation.
Yeah, it's sad and bad.
Aww.
Second of all, I think Flippy is in Vegas. I'm going to go buy him.
He's doing blackjack, too. They might have rolled him over there.
He's taking his sabbatical in Vegas.
There's a lot Flippy can do.
Yeah. And then third of all, Chappie ended. We're nowhere near where Chappie is because Chappie ended. The guy who made him, Chappie, converted his boss and whole identity.
Yo, I didn't see it yet.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, now I've never watched it.
I love that you called in just to ruin the movie for Ryan. No. That's true.
Though. We have like 4 minutes left.
He's got a point. Yeah, we're not at that where he is at all. Yeah.
We're not there.
We're at
No, listen to this story before you hang up.
All right, what's the bathroom story, dude?
The bathroom story. We only got a couple minutes.
My brother's roommate blew up the toilet, but he has the flu.
Yeah.
And exploded in the bathroom and in the kitchen below.
No. Yeah.
And then tried to clean it, but he's really sick, so my brother had to clean it. And I was like, please go get the flu shot.
Oh, no.
Please go get the flu shot.
You wanted to hear the bathroom story, didn't you?
I'm not even in Vegas.
That's the kind of week it's been, all right?
That's what happened this week.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that you guys did a bang-up job. Thank you for covering. You got another show in a month, so prepare for it.
That's right.
Dave's like, I'm actually going to take more time off.
I'll see you guys next week. I'll call in, check in.
Get your Trump tweets ready.
Oh, my God.
Get your bathroom stories queued up.
Yeah.
Stories queued up.
Oh, man.
All right, I got to find everybody.
So you lost $100 at the ATM already.
What?
I'm lost in the casino.
Dave.
Dave,
everyone's lost in the casino.
Whip all your head. Go back to the desert.
Okay, get back in that canoe.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, bye.
All right.
Later.
That was pleasant.
Well, he was right, man. You did a good job tonight.
We held it together, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, it's been fun. It's the Dave and Giggles Radio Hour. I'm Dylan. Stepping in for Dave and Giggles. I don't know where Giggles is.
He left us.
Yeah, I thought he may pay us a visit, but that is not the case.
What you guys got going on this week?
We're going to Costa Rica on Wednesday.
We're supposed to go to Costa Rica.
It's
like, I work with you. You never told me.
Yeah, I don't mention
you're
this
out.
I mention this stuff like as I'm leaving, like as I'm walking out the door.
By the way, not going to be here.
Yeah. Yeah, we may do that. Yeah, we have plane tickets, so we're going to maybe venture on.
But there's this nor'easter coming in on Tuesday when we're supposed to be leaving on Wednesday morning.
There's one a week. I know. You guys will be fine. Yeah. I think we got it covered now.
It's only supposed to be a couple of inches, but
still. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much it. What are you doing? You're going to be at work, you know.
Nah, same old shit this week.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's been a blast. I think that's it. I don't know if I have anything else to really... To cover. We covered all bases.
We had a lot of news stories queued up.
Yeah, they're all, but, who needs them?
Yeah.
No, the robot was more impressive. What?
Let me just say, the nun who died in the
Katy Perry thing?
Courtroom floor over the Katy Perry case?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's like, it's funny. It's
I don't get all the logistics behind it. Yeah,
but,
it sounds...
Yeah, Katy Perry is trying to buy a convent from a bunch of nuns, and like, I don't know, apparently one of them died on the courtroom floor.
No.
You know,
well,
it's that dramatic.
Yeah,
so that sucks.
I mean, that's one way to win a case. Send in a dying nun. Like, you're gonna sway some
the
jurors.
The nuns are dying.
Like, I think we're losing this case. I got this nun that's like,
I got
minutes to live.
I'm a super sick nun.
Oh, yes, the oldest trick in the book. That's like, if I was a lawyer, that's some shit I would be pulling. The sick nun. Oh, the old sick
Push
nun
her
play.
In there.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, that's good. I like to see people winning court cases with that. Well, on that note, we're going to go ahead and play ourselves out. Unless anyone else has any objections to that. Everyone have a good night.
Bye. This one's for my...
Oh, yeah. This goes out to Laura's sister.
See you right.